This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College ground, the Prime Minister said, "It is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched." The Prime Minister said, "The NDA government is committed to ensuring inclusive and all-round development in Andhra Pradesh." He said, "Swarna Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Vikasit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park, Chris City, will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. Earlier, after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Hassan Mamoon, reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects yesterday. They also held bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both the sides reasserted firm commitment to work closely in realizing the joint vision for India-Maldives Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. The Defence Minister reaffirmed India's readiness to support the Maldives in capability enhancement for defence preparedness, including provisioning of defence platforms and assets to augment its capacities, as per its national priorities and in line with the New Delhi's Neighbourhood First policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the stampede in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, he said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. Mr. Modi also prayed that the injured recover soon. He added that the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. The Ministry of Railways said that Jammu-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express between Katra to Srinagar will start running soon. The train will have 8 coaches and will cover the journey in merely 3 hours 10 minutes. The Ministry said that the final safety inspection of 111-kilometer-long Banihal-Katra section in the newly constructed Jammu division have commenced and expects to operate trains from later this year. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi yesterday. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to the media, committee chairperson BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary said that the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary or political parties. He added that together with all the members, the committee will decide to proceed further after taking inputs from everyone. Union Minister of State for Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said that the new terminal of Prayagraj Airport will start functioning by 15th of January. The Union Minister of State said this after an inspection of Prayagraj Airport and a review meeting with the officials in Prayagraj yesterday. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy has advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals at the Malaysian Open in Kuala Lumpur. He defeated Brian Young of Canada 21-12, 17-21, 21-15 in a rain-affected first-round match. He will take on Shi Feng Li of China in the pre-quarterfinal today. In women's singles, India's Malavika Bansod also reached the second round of the tournament. She defeated Jin Wei Go of Malaysia 21-15, 21-16 in straight sets yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.